Hello. Today we are in chapters 10, 11, and 12 of 1 Samuel. We're going to find out about Saul becoming king and actually his first action, taking his first action as king. In chapter 10, we have Saul actually being anointed by Samuel, and also he tells him some very bizarre things that are going to happen to him just to confirm to him that this is really happening. So Samuel's telling him what will occur, and those things occur, and then Samuel calls everybody together. They're going to announce that Saul is king, and lo and behold, what happens is Saul is not there. He's hiding among the baggage because he's such a timid individual. When you get over to chapter 11, you find out that Saul is now king, and the people of Jabesh-Gilead are being attacked by the Ammonites. And they've made some really onerous demands on them. And the people say, give us 7 days. We're going to see if anybody will come to our rescue. And if not, we will give in to your demands. And so they send out notes all over Israel. Saul gets this and hears about it. And he is very upset about it. The Lord is coming on him. The Spirit is coming on him mightily. And he wants to do something about it. So he calls all the people. And then he goes down and he defeats the Amorites and saves the people of Jabesh-Gilead. It's important to remember this. This is the first time Saul has taken action. At the end of Saul's life and the end of Saul's reign, the people of Jabesh-Gilead are going to step up and help Saul one more time. Because of this, they remember what he did for him. You get to then in chapter 12, and you have Samuel now is old, and the transition is occurring between Samuel and Saul. And so Samuel gives his farewell speech, and you'll see it's very similar to Moses said, and everybody as they're transitioning away, and Joshua said the same types of things. So look at those three, enjoy, and tomorrow we'll get more into Saul, and it won't be long, we'll be in with David. Hope you have a great day. Enjoy the readings. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless you.